Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
We are the hosts of this show. It's a video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music.
Is that what it is?
That's right. That's what it is. And this is episode 184. Yeah.
Just churn and burn.
Churn and butter.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome back from, it's January now.
Yes.
2017. Wow.
2017. We already had our new year, of course.
Yeah, we had our new year, but everybody else had their new year.
Yeah.
You had a good holiday season?
Not bad.
Okay.
Ready to get this new year started this year, even though my new year already got started.
Yeah. These other people's new year.
Right. I'm ready to get their year started.
Yeah.
With some good tunes.
Okay. Well, I mean, should we just get into it?
Sure.
All right.
Brent, where did you park today?
Where did I park?
Mm-hmm.
I parked on the street.
Okay. I don't know if you parked in the street, or if you parked in the parking garage. The title track, it's the title of this track from the game Target Renegade.
Target Renegade. What is the system of this?
Nintendo.
Oh, yes.
Which is an entertainment, it's an entertainment system.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Tim Fallon did this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a good... Oh, you know what you need to play, by the way? I don't know if you have this plan for today, but you should play Time Lord, you know? I'm serious. No, because we kind of had it play at the end of the episode a few episodes ago. And, you know, we never actually played that track. It's the title screen music, and it's actually a good track.
Why don't we close out with it?
Oh. No, we kind of already did close out with it. I don't know. It's too late for that. All right, you know what? We'll close out with it for 185. We'll close out with it then for then.
That seems fitting.
So we can hear it in its entirety and in all its glory. It's actually a good track.
Anyway. All of its Lord and glory.
Lord and glory. So, yeah, Tim Fallon, I think.
Target Renegade.
You used to have the high score music as your answering machine. Do you remember that?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
High score music.
Yeah.
To Target Renegade.
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
But then you wanted to sound more professional, so you didn't have that.
I should put video game music, but it's hard to with modern cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hold the thing up, and then you can't because of the touch screen. It's a whole process.
Well, you play it from a computer.
It doesn't sound right.
Hmm.
It'll just sound... all you hear is just beep, doop, mm-hmm. doop, and doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. You had it, and it was good. I would call you just to hear the track.
No, but that was in the old days. In the old days, everything wasn't a smartphone.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I don't have a landline. If I had a landline, I could probably...
Maybe.
If I could get it to sound like this, this would be nice.
Right.
This would be real nice.
Oh, sure.
Let's get into it. Target Renegade.
We'll be right back.
Target Renegade.
Yeah. This sounds like... Part of this really reminds me of Sky Shark, which Tim Fallon also did the music to.
This is really in your face.
I love the name entry track from this game. So good.
Sure.
We haven't heard from this game since episode 80.
100 episodes ago.
Over 100 episodes ago. Oh, this is it. This is Sky Shark right here.
There we go.
That's Sky Shark. That was Sky Shark right there. That was a little Sky Shark. Sky Shark was also published by Taito as well.
This is how you get things started.
Target Renegade, by the way, also published by Taito. That's why I mentioned it.
Here we go. Hold on, hit this.
All right. Next up, we're going to hear from... this is a new discovery. So user James recommended this, actually. Recommended this to us. Flying Warriors for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And this is just such a good... this is a good track, and didn't know about this game. The composer is Akinori Sawa. We're going to hear Practice/Stage Theme 1 from Flying Warriors for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is the music to Flying Warriors for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music by Akinori Sawa. This is Practice/Stage Theme 1. And this game is a localized version of a couple Fist of the North Star games in Japan.
Okay.
So it's kind of derived from the Fist of the North Star franchise, I guess. But anyway, this track is so good, I think. Especially how it gets kind of jazzy almost, kind of, here. This part right here. It's good right here. That's good. And then I like this part too, where the dun, 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 like it kind of, it starts going like down like that. That's good. Anyway, this is a good track. This is, I mean, what a gem. There's just all these hidden gems that it just goes to show you that, you know, you always find good music out there. You know, you think you know it all. You think you've heard it all. And then you find new stuff. And it's good. It's that's really
right.
good.
That's right.
It's good right there. That's my favorite part right there, the jazzy section.
Next up, we'll be going Sega. Let's go Sega.
Sega.
Undead Line is the name of the game. And I think I'm going to go with opening theme. Let's open it up. It is the new year. Opening theme, Undead Line. Love that bass. Hit that. Can we hit that intro one more time?
Mm-hmm.
Nice build up.
There was a track on the last episode that was like that, right? Right? What was it like that? It was like a slow opening, and then it slowed down, and then it hit.
Did you get everything you want for Christmas?
Okay, well, the joke is... we're recording this before... January, so yes. We don't know what we got yet. We don't know who we elected for Christmas. Yeah. This January episode, man, this is very far into the future for us, you know?
We're doing some time lording ourselves right
we
now.
We are. We are the time lords now.
Yes.
It's October.
Yes.
Okay, we're recording this in October. Right. It's early October, in fact.
Right.
and we're recording this January episode. Well, anyway. Wow, we're traveling now. We're really lording right now. All right, well, I'm going to move on to a game that I talked about a couple episodes ago. Well, actually on the best of episode. YY World 2 SOS Passeri Jo. And so this is Konami game with an all-star cast. You know, you've got Simon from, you know, Castlevania, and you have Bill from Contra, and Goemon, and others as well. Oh, the guy from Fuma, I think his name is, from Getsa Fuma Den or whatever. And there's all kinds of appearances of different games in here. Quorth makes an appearance, and Gradius, Twinbee. And anyway, it's a really good soundtrack, and the music is by, it's a Famicom game. Music is by Yuichi Sakakura, Kenichi Matsubara, and Satoko Minami. And we're going to hear Mothership. And this track has been so stuck in my head. Not only has it been stuck in my head, but I can't stop listening to it, though. Mm. I always want to listen to this track. Yes. I love it. It's a short one, too, but I just love this track. Okay. I keep on wanting to listen to it. And I thought that I listened to this soundtrack years ago and didn't really, and somehow, I don't know, it just, nothing registered. Maybe I didn't listen to the soundtrack. Maybe I only listened to part one. But man, this track is good right here. All right. All right. So here it is. This is music from YY World 2 SOS Passeri Jo. This track, it's from YY World 2 for the Famicom. Yuichi Sakakura, Kenichi Matsubara, and Satoko Minami. This is the Mothership. So good, I think. I don't know. I just love this track. I love this part too. Da-da-da-da. I love this, and I love the bass too. Something about the bass in combination with the melody, it just sounds so good to me. Wait, hold up. What happened? What's going on here? Oh, there's a cricket? How big is it? Oh my god, that is not a cricket. Oh boy, that is not a cricket. Oh my goodness. Oh my god, this gives me chills.
Kind of big.
That was a big boy. Oh my goodness. Yes, it is. It's a big boy. Oh my gosh. Now I'm going to look through my computer bag to see if there's anything in here. I'm like, you know, oh my gosh. That is so scary. That's what happens when everybody leaves. Huh?
My house.
Not at your house?
No, this ain't my house.
Oh, this ain't your house, yeah. Oh my gosh, man, that scares me. Ugh. Ay, ay, ay. Alright, anyway, this track is really good.
if that was a cricket, it had two altered beast balls.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And one more altered baseball. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Anyone? Oh, man. It's over. The podcast is over. Listen to the bass. I just think this track is so good. I'll tell you this right now. This might be, as far as what has gone on for this year so far, this is in contention for my number one track of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like it's that. I don't know. It just. I don't know, something about the combination of everything in this. I really like it. I can't stop listening to it. I keep playing this track. Every time I just want to hear this track all the time. Anyway. Oh yeah, one other thing about this track that's cool is I like this right here. That's just kind of neat there too. That, anyway. What a great track. Wow. YY World 2. It also kind of reminds me of the YY World series, and I just like that series too, actually. Just, yeah. It makes me feel like Konami is my favorite company too, actually. Kind of, yeah.
Well, I've got a track from a game I think that is very appropriate considering what is happening right now.
I'm listening.
Oh wait, what is it? Oh, what is that? Brent, what is that? That didn't work.
Rob. What are you doing?
Oh my God, it's on your face. Yeah. Are you still looking?
Yeah, no, keep talking.
Well, I want to make sure that everything's all...
I'm just looking...
Everything has to be clear.
I just want to make sure... I don't want to take one home with me, you know?
Right.
I just want to...
How's it looking in there?
Looks like it's... I think it's all clear.
Are you sure? Because you're still going...
Just jump down on your arm.
What?
I
don't like that. I wouldn't like it.
You're being pretty brave right now while you're digging.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you this.
You could just put your fingers right through one.
Well, I don't... I mean... Yeah. All right, I think we're good.
So, would you say it's all clear?
And this door goes all the way down.
Would you say it's all clear?
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's all clear.
Da-na-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na. Okay. Yeah, we can move on. The game I'm going to play next is called
Contra.
Uninvited.
Uninvited. Yeah, right.
Very appropriate right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, right.
We've got someone here that's uninvited, and he could be crawling up your arm.
Rob, when he said that, as soon as he said arm, he pointed at my arm as if there was something on my arm.
Right.
Trying to trick me again.
Trying to trick you again. It didn't work.
Rob, I'm not even serious right now. There is one on the chair.
I'm not even serious right now. That's what you said. Rob, I'm not even serious right now.
I didn't say that. I said. Oh yeah. Wait. Did I say that?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I meant. See, that was a clue. I meant to say I wasn't even. I'm not even joking. All right. Uninvited. We did an uninvited track on this.
We have. Underground Reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo.
It's been all Nintendo so far, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That scared me. I thought it was a roach. I thought that was a roach for some reason.
A roach in your headphone.
I don't know. That scared me. It made me think of a roach. Thank you.
uninvited underground reservoir. Very simple piece, but it puts me in a trance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Turn up a little more.
Turn up a little more, say?
Yeah. And then count backwards, Brent, from 5.
4. 3. 2. 1.
And I'm out. I'm out.
Are you out right now?
I'm out.
Rob.
Yes.
When I snap my fingers,
mm-hmm.
you will awaken,
mm.
and you will think that the Super Nintendo was the best system that was ever made.
Mm.
That's your favorite system, and you will think that the Genesis wasn't good. I'm gonna snap my fingers, and you awake.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Rob. Hey, I got some new games for Genesis recently. You want to come over to my house and play them?
No, thanks. You know what? I have a Genesis in my shop right now, but I think I'm just going to use it as a doorstop now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't like the Genesis?
I mean, that's kind of an understatement that I don't like the Genesis. I'm telling you, it's just a paperweight.
Huh.
It's a glorified paperweight. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Suckhog. More like it.
Sonic the Suckhog.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he sucks.
What about Mario? What do you think of him?
Oh, man, Mario's so awesome. He's the best. He's so awesome. And then this track is just so cool because it's from one of my favorite systems, the Nintendo Entertainment System. And
it's not your favorite system, though, is it?
Well, was it one of?
What's your favorite? What's your favorite system?
Oh, Super Nintendo. Are you kidding me?
Oh, really? Why? What's so good about the Nintendo? Super Nintendo?
What isn't good about Super Nintendo is more like it. I'm pretty much gonna get tattooed. I'm gonna get a Super Nintendo controller tattoo on my neck.
Maybe you can get a tattoo that reads, Genesis isn't.
Or Genesis sucks. Genesis sucks.
Or Nintendo is what Genesis isn't.
Nintendo is Nintendo's now and say gone. Say gone. Something like that.
And sleep. All right, Rob. When I snap my fingers, you will forget everything that happened. You will no longer think that Genesis is bad and that the Super Nintendo is your favorite system of all time. You will return your opinion to its original state. However, you will now have a strong, strong fondness for the game Time Lord.
Oh, Brent. But, oh man, I'm sorry I fell asleep again.
That's all right.
It's another late session. I just fell asleep. I was having a weird dream, actually.
Oh, yeah? What were you dreaming? Yeah.
Ow, my head hurts. Oh, just thinking about... The dream was crazy. The dream was about Super Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
It was how I was... I don't know. I really like the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Sounds stupid, but... I mean, it's okay. It's whatever. You know, it's all positivity here. That's what we say. All positivity here. Yeah. But Sega Genesis is for life. Sega's for life.
Sure, yeah. Alright, well, should I move on to the next track?
Yeah.
I was thinking about playing something from, you know, like, have you ever heard of a game called Time Lord?
That's funny. I see what you're doing, Brent. And I'm actually glad that you brought it up, because it's something that's been bugging me. I think we are just joking around too much about that game, because it's really good, and it's it's kind of bothering me, so... I was going to talk to you off the air about it. But I think we since you brought it up, and it's a new year and I just want to be open about everything, let's stop it. Just stop it and just respect it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm being serious now. Turn the music off. I'm being serious. The game is good.
What's so good about it?
It's amazing.
Why?
Graphics are good. The gameplay is good. The Old West stage is it's groundbreaking, and you need to stop laughing at it.
All right.
I'm not going to have it anymore. I won't.
All right.
It's seriously a masterpiece.
Hey, if you say so.
Okay.
I was going to, maybe I'll save that track for later. I was going to play something for it, but maybe I'll save the best for last.
If you're being serious.
Yeah, I am being totally serious.
Okay,
yeah.
Because if you're not, we're through.
Okay, hey, you got it. You know what? No more joking about Time Lord.
Okay.
No more joking about it. No more Time Lord jokes.
Very good.
I'm going to move on to my next track. I'm going to move on to a game called Sleep. Can you take a picture of him? So, Rob, when I snap my fingers, you will forget everything that happened, and you will return to your original opinion of the game Time Lord, and you will be completely as yourself, unchanged. When I snap my fingers, you will have never gone, it will be as if you've never gone through a trance before, or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to count to three and then snap my fingers. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, man. Did I fall asleep again, Brent?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I need to get more sleep.
Yeah.
I need to get more sleep.
Anyway, you were talking about this track, the Uninvited track?
Yeah. You know, this part, it's kind of Time Lordy. Just a little bit Time Lordy.
Hey, you think so?
That first part. Kind of Time Lordy, a little bit. My goal this year is to not mess up so that I have to do Time Lord penance.
I see, yeah.
I really don't want to do that this year.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Yeah. I won't fall asleep again.
Missed you. Kind of got out of hand for a little bit, actually.
What are you talking about?
When you were sleeping, you were just really conked out, you know?
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. You had it. I hate when that happens because I feel that's irresponsible and you have to carry the show and it's just so unprofessional. It's so irreprofessional.
King's Knight. King's Knight, a Nintendo game. We heard this portion of it a few episodes ago when the Game Grumps were here. And they kind of did a Name That Tune thing with us for it. And this is a track that... we heard some of the track, and I wanted to play it in its entirety because it's a good track. The music is by Nobuo Uematsu. This is a Nintendo game. And this is called Outside from King's Knight. Thank you. This is music from King's Knight for the Nintendo. This is music by Nobuo Uematsu. This is Outside. You know that this game is not a role-playing game. It's a vertical shooter.
Do you hear the Zelda influence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a sprinkle of Zelda.
But I love this counter melody here. You hear it? You know, you hearing that? That's cool. I like that. I like this next part too. It's very, it almost reminds me of Gogol 13 or something like that. It also just sounds really, it sounds really retro. Anyway.
A little Rygar-esque?
Yeah, yeah.
Rygar-esque?
Yeah, Rygar-esque, yeah.
Next up, I would like to play a little Alberto Jose Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. Smurfs. You know him. You love him. Who doesn't love the Smurfs? Act 4, the Sarsaparilla Fields, / Act 9, the Bridge.
Okay. For Nintendo.
Nintendo. Smurfs from Joe McAlby himself. Act 4, the Sarsaparilla Fields. Sarsaparilla or Sarsaparilla? Is it Sarsaparilla?
Sarsaparilla. Sarsaparilla.
Don't people pronounce that Sarsaparilla?
Sarsaparilla.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Sarsaparilla.
/ Act 9, the
Bridge.
No, the Brig.
Oh, yeah. The
Brig.
The Brig. I like this part of the piece right here.
I would love to hear some Joe McAlby on Sega Genesis. That would be legit. If he could compose something for the Sega Genesis.
Got that almost reggae sound to it, that track.
Oh, that was four tracks, right?
Yeah. Well, that for you. Yeah, I'm about to do my fourth here. Jewel Master. This is music by Motoaki Takanouchi. It's for the Sega Genesis. We're going to hear Fish Out of Water. We'll be right back. This is Jewel Master, Fish Out of Water from Motoaki Takanouchi. And, it's just, it's good. I love the part at the end. That's my favorite part. Yeah, it's got that Spanish, it's got that flamenco clap to it a little bit.
Right.
Almost sounds like, I like this part. It's my favorite. I just really like that little phrase there. It's so good. Yeah, it almost sounds like, is it Motoi Sakuraba who does the, he did a lot of tracks and that seem to have some sort of flamenco influence on him. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. But I do remember talking about that.
I think it's Motoi Sakuraba, I think. I don't know. Maybe not. I kind of want to do that part again and clap, you know? It's kind of fun, actually. Seriously, it was kind of fun.
Okay, let's hit it.
Are you ready? Oh, not yet. Here we go.
Just one.
Oh, just one?
Two. One and two. Ole, ole, ole. That's what you say.
Ole, ole, ole.
Ole, ole.
It's kind of funny.
Hero Quest. We've heard from before.
Oh, okay.
I'm going back.
Mm-hmm.
Unused/unknown. Here is a track. You get your year started right?
Neil Baldwin, I think, is the composer. Thank you. Hero Quest.
Unknown slash unused. Track 5. Chill Zone.
Well, you know, when I first heard this, the intro, you know, I thought, here, let's hear the intro again, actually. Oh, it's this. It is this part. Okay. I thought to myself, this sounds like Lethal Weapon. And I realized, oh, I think Neil Baldwin did the music to Lethal Weapon for Nintendo, you know? Remember that track from Lethal Weapon?
Vaguely.
Oh, yeah. It's very, kind of very similar, very smooth, you know?
Right.
Very kind of sensual.
Chill Zone.
Yeah, so this is, this, yeah, this sounds like Lethal Weapon.
Oh, I love that. That's so Western.
Yeah, dun, it is. Da, yeah,
dun, dun, dun. Love it.
This kind of reminds me of Waterworld, kind of music to Waterworld.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Waterworld, and also, you know, my last track was Fish Out of Water. I'm going to play a track from a fishing game called Tsuri Taro. Yeah. I was going to make a joke, but all right, I'll make the joke. Okay. Yeah, wait, how do you say the first word again?
Tsuri.
I said, how did you say the first word?
Tsuri.
Yeah, no, I said, how do you say the first word? No, sorry. Okay, I was trying to make some joke. You know, do you get it? Do you get the joke I'm trying to make?
You say, it's okay. No need, yeah, no need
it's
to apologize.
Okay, it's okay, forget it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, no need to apologize. I'm just asking you. Yeah. How do you say it? Tsuri.
Am I not being clear enough?
Okay.
Sorry, am I not enunciating? How do you say that first word again?
Tsuri. You don't stop apologizing. It's fine.
Are you apologizing or are you can't hear me? I mean, I'm not getting this. Am I missing something here? Tsuri Taro for the Super Famicom, music possibly by Katsuhiro Hayashi. I can't see why Katsuhiro Hayashi would do the soundtrack to this game, but maybe. Katsuhiro Hayashi did the music to Super Hang-On for the Genesis and a lot of other stuff. But anyway, we're going to hear Fishing for Rainbow Trout. Thank you. This is music from Tsuri Taro for the Super Famicom, Fishing for Rainbow Trout. Possibly by Katsuhiro Hayashi, although I don't feel fully have confirmation on that. But yeah, it's a very nice sort of kind of, but also mysterious kind of track, kind of a little bit. It's good right here. This is kind of another sleep. When I snap my fingers, you will awake. It's another kind of trance-like track, right?
No, this is not really putting me to sleep at all.
Really?
No. I mean, that other one we did was... I was in the middle of a sentence, and then I was out.
What does this do to you?
Well, this one, I'm just... I don't know.
You don't think it's trance-like?
I think it's
got... I feel like this whole ep... Yeah.
It's got good melodies, and I like what's definitely happening. But like I told you, the other one, I was in the middle of a sentence and I was out. But for this one, I could just go on
sleep.
And on.
Sleep.
It was a sneeze. I sneezed in my sleep.
It was a snore.
I sneezed
in
my sleep.
It was a snore. When you wake up. I want you to give me the... Okay, I got one. When you wake up, I will snap my fingers and you will try to put me to sleep and give me instruction. Do you understand? Awake.
On and on, and I'm just not going to fall asleep in the middle of my sentences with this track. It's good. I understand what you think you're trying to do,
yeah.
It's just not even going to happen. Brent, you look tired.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You get enough sleep these days?
Yeah, I thought so.
Maybe this track will put you to sleep.
Oh, really?
Why are your eyes closing? Eyes are closing.
What are you talking about?
No, they're closing.
I don't know what you...
And I'm going to count backwards from 5. And when I snap my fingers, you'll be in a deep trance.
What are you talking about? I'm not
5.
I'm sleepy.
4, 3, 2, and you're out. Maybe you should take a picture of this. Gabe. So, Brent, now you are completely out. And when I count forwards from 1 to 5, and snap my fingers, you will awake. And when you awake, you will be given a new mindset. Not if you understand. Okay.
Wait, I don't... I sorry.
Okay. From when you wake up, you will be the Time Lord. You are the Time Lord. But you're living in modern times now. And you're trying to get back to the past. So when I count from 1 to 5, you will awaken. And no matter how much I try to address you as Brent, you will be the Time Lord. And the only way that we can undo this is when I snap my fingers. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a pretty good track, I gotta say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sudi, that was the composer from before, but who do you got up next? Brent. Hey, Brent. Brent.
Excuse me, what's your name?
It's Rob F. Switch.
Rob F. Switch?
That's me.
Rob F. Switch.
Rob F. Switch. Brent, what's going on, Brent?
I'm looking for...
Brent. Brent, where are you going? Why are you getting up, Brent? Okay, Brent. Brent.
This is so stupid.
What are you doing?
This is so stupid. I'm looking for... I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm... Who are you referring to?
You.
What are you?
Come on. You're Brent.
What?
You're Brent. Your name is Brent.
My name is Time.
Your name's Time?
Well, I don't know. But, I'm looking for... I lost some balls.
You lost balls.
No, I can't find these balls. Do you know where the? Have you seen any balls around?
I don't know. It looks like you're using a laptop right now. That seems kind of interesting. Why would you know what a laptop is?
I'm looking for the balls on here. Is there balls
and
on here?
Sleep.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. No, wait, not yet. Hold on. I'm actually trying to look up what my name is here. What's my sneaking name? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is Time. My name is Time.
Okay.
Last name Lord.
And sleep.
Oh, but my balls. Okay, fine. Oh.
Okay, Brent. When I count to five again, you'll wake up. You'll no longer be the Time Lord. You'll be back to regular Brent. Except for some reason, you have a personal beef with Tails. For some reason, you think he's out to get you. One, two, three, four, five.
This track is it's so kind of serene, you know, and it's nice. Mm-hmm. It's a nice track, you know. Mm-hmm. Wait, did something happen? No, I don't know.
No. You were just looking at that.
Wait, why do I have a Wikipedia page up about Time Lord?
I don't know. It always comes back to Time Lord. Everything always goes back to Time Lord.
I don't know why. That is so ridiculous. Anyway,
how are you getting home tonight, Brent?
I'm going to drive.
By yourself?
No, yeah, by myself, yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Safe out there on the streets?
It's pretty safe with the exception of one thing.
What
were you getting at?
I don't know. I don't live here anymore. I'm in Port Town, so I don't know if everything's.
I don't know.
I'd never talk to you and see how you're doing. So I never really just sit down.
Yeah,
and
it's safe. It's safe. Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Well, except for, wait, what are you getting at here?
I'm just asking.
Well, there's one thing that might not be safe.
What's going on?
Well. There's this, I don't know, there's this guy, he's like, kind of follows me around a lot, and I don't like it.
You might want to get some protection or call the authorities or something.
Yeah, well, he's hard to catch, you know? I don't know, I don't like him. He sucks. It's like... I think he's a fox or something like that. I don't know. It's like a fox-like creature. Is it a fox?
Tails?
Am I talking about a fox?
Oh.
Yeah, his name is Tails.
Wait, why did I say that?
How'd you know his name? You knew his name? His name is Tails.
No.
His name is Tails, and he has two tails, and they propel him like a helicopter. He follows me around. He creeps me out. He's creepy.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't feel safe around him, and I don't like him. You know, I'm thinking to myself, Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, it's more like Sonic. I'm thinking to myself, Sonic and Tails. I'm thinking more like Sonic and Sucks. You know? I mean, I just don't like this guy. He's a creep. Why is he got to be following me around and stuff? He's a fox? More like a sox. Is that what he is, a fox?
He is a fox.
Yeah.
Tails?
Not to me.
Tails is a fox.
Anyway, I don't like that guy, and I don't want him. I don't want him around. I want him out of here. I want him out of here.
Okay.
Get him out of here.
All right.
Can you get him out of here?
I will.
Thank you.
Do that for you.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I'm not, I don't like that Tails business, but, for a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com and, you know, you can see, you know, all the composer information there and stuff, and you can comment there on legacymusichour.com, and, you can, create discussion. You can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Yes. And you are more than welcome to call us anytime. 281-SONIC-91.
Sonic? You know... Yeah, don't ever... Don't. That reminds me of Tails. Ugh, don't bring that up. You know the game Sonic Eraser? Is the game Sonic Eraser?
Yes.
I wish they would have erased Tails out of that game.
Tails. This is really an interesting, a new attitude for you.
Well, I'm a bad boy now. I'm a bad boy.
Bad dude.
I'm a bad dude, and I don't like any of these crude dudes, like Tails. You know, I don't even like anything with Tails, man. You know the game Tailspin? I don't like that. I wish they just called it Spin, or just in, it's a pin, pin. I wish it was just called Pin. You know Tailspin?
Well, I know Pin now.
Yeah, I just call it Pin. I'm trying to get Pin for the Nintendo. Yes. Or, you know, or, there's this game of Fantasia. Okay. I don't even like to say the first word, you know. I just call it a Fantasia.
Of Fantasia.
Yeah. But, that's me. That's me in a nutshell, you know. I'm not afraid of anybody.
Hey, Brent, I was thinking of, I was maybe thinking of getting a bite to eat afterwards, and I don't want to pay, but I know I'm not gonna ask you to pay for me, so I figure let's do it the fair way. Okay, let's flip a coin. Heads or tails.
Why did that trigger me to go to sleep?
I don't know.
No, tails. Wait, say it. Wait, just start over. Say it again.
I think we should do it the fair
way. Yeah? What?
I think we should do it the fair way. So, let's flip a coin. Heads or tails?
Oh, my ears. My ears.
What? I just said heads or tails.
My ears are... My ears are burning. My ears are burning. Oh, Rob, what are you doing to me?
I wasn't yelling it. I wasn't yelling. I was just saying I want to do it the fair way. So, if we go out to eat, let's just flip a coin to see who pays. Heads?
Don't you dare.
Or tails?
Oh, I got a stomach ache.
Oh, yeah. Shades of that last track.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway... You can go on iTunes. You can rate and review the podcast there. You can go to the Facebook page. I think that's about it, right?
We're good.
Okay. I mean, I don't... Okay. You better put me back to sleep.
Oh.
Before, right. Because this is the only track that can put me to sleep.
And sleep.
Ugh.
When you wake up, Brent... You will forget everything that has transpired. You will be back to yourself. You will be back to your winning self. And you just won't stop smiling for the rest of the episode. No matter what, just smiles. And wake up. Oh, hey, you're looking... Looking mighty cheery there.
I'm not happy. I just had a weird nightmare about I had a nightmare that I was afraid of Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog. You know, it was like chasing me and stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, anyway, so anyways,
Hey, you know, Brett, it's, I was thinking, I don't know, I might, yeah, you keep smiling. That's weird. I'm thinking of
this is how I look. This is my resting face.
I'm thinking of maybe I might have to figure out a new career because, you know, cutting hair is not really working out. And I'm going more and more into debt. I had to sell everything I own. Yeah.
Oh, well, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, and, man, that's a shame, man.
You know, we had to sell the dog.
Oh, that, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah, and, you know, I think my wife's just about ready to leave me.
Oh, man, that's horrible. Oh, man, is there anything I could do?
You can stop. Yeah, I mean, it seems like you're having a good time. Seems like
I'm not. This is I'm on the brink of crying here.
Yeah, okay. My car was stolen last week.
Oh, that's a horror. That's the worst, man. I hate it when that happens. Dang. Rob, my heart goes out to you, man. Seriously. No, seriously, I'm not even kidding right now.
Okay.
That really sucks, man. That really sucks. That sucks about the dog and the wife and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, that really sucks. Seriously. I'm not even joking. Seriously. No, I'm not even being serious right now.
You're not? Well, it's a good thing the end of the episode is going to come up soon.
All right, I got an idea. Hey, put me back to sleep.
Okay.
I just don't want to have any kind of stuff on me.
Okay.
But also, though, you can put a little clause in there that I will do the face only for the picture.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I just don't.
And okay. Sleep. Okay, Brent. When you are deep, deep into this trance now, and when... when you wake up from the trance, you will not remember anything that has transpired. You will have no more effects from anything that I have done and told you to do, except for one thing.
What's that?
The smile for the picture. That's the only thing. It's just as soon as the picture's done, you'll forget everything has ever happened.
I'll do it if you make a deal with me.
That's the deal.
That you'll have a trance face for the picture too.
And that, okay. I can definitely do that.
Okay.
And when I snap my fingers, you'll both be awake. And we both won't know anything that has happened. Okay. And we'll just close out the show.
And I'll snap my fingers too.
Okay. On three. Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah. So you can check us out on iTunes. Rate and review the show.
I was thinking of something. I don't know what. I don't know what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Did we do this episode?
It's crazy.
This is like...
deja vu or something.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's uninvited.
Uninvited.
It's the same kind of... It's the same game. Same makers, I think.
Oh, to deja vu?
Yeah, I think so.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's weird. Time flies. You're a time lord.
Yeah, man. Well... time flies. What'd you say?
I said time flies if you're a time lord. And then I look at you.
Yeah, like, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a second.
That's the ending to an 80s movie right there.
Yeah.
When everything is just said and done, and then you just say one thing, and then you look, you go, fade to black.
Yeah. Well, actually, they do that at the end of that one of those quiz games for Neo Geo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the ending is like that, actually. All right. Well, that just, let's see what we're going to close this with. So we'll be closing the episode with, a Game Boy game. Daikaju Monogatari, The Miracle of the Zone. This is a Japanese-only release. Unknown composer, but I think developed by a company called Birthday and published by Hudson. I forgot to look up where this is in the game, actually. I don't think I'll even be able to find it, but anyway, this is from Daikaju Monogatari, The Miracle of the Zone. Our engineer is Gabe Castro. Thank you so much, Gabe, for recording. We basically recorded three episodes in a row, and that is just, thank you so much. I mean, you are such a big... help on this podcast, and we so appreciate it. I mean, Really? Gee whiz, Gabe. I mean, I tell you, Gabe, I just, you really, I mean, this is, I mean, you really are so, I mean, gee whiz, you know? All I gotta say is thank you so much.
Gee whiz is
right. All I
gotta
say is gee whiz and thank you. That's just, you really have put in a lot of time. I mean, we just spent, we've been here since, you know, whatever, 4 and it's 10 now. We've been here 6 hours.
6 hours in the studio.
6 hours. So, Gabe, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, babe. Thanks, babe. Thanks, babe. So, anyway, yeah, and thanks for setting up the studio thing. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.